Hey y'all, what up? Welcome back to another episode.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's true. That is today.
I know, I'm drinking margaritas.
Ooh, wait, that's cute. I fucking work tomorrow, so I didn't want to drink just because, you know.
I'm off for the next 4 days, so
I love that for you.
yeah. How was your week? How have you been? I haven't talked to you in days.
Just stressing out. That's all about this test. That's all I think about. I'm just like super stressed out and I can't think about anything else. How about you?
Same, not from a test. My credit card got hacked.
No,
So, I mean, it's fine because Bank of America like sent me a little text alert and was like, "Hey, did you make this PayPal purchase? No, Craigslist purchase." And I'm like, "First of all, no. Like, I don't fucking get on Craigslist. I literally think of the Craigslist killer. Like, I don't do that." So I was like, "No." And then when I went to like put that as a fraud claim, I saw there was another purchase. Like, they made two different purchases, and
How much
both.
was it for? Was it a lot?
Craigslist was like $35, and then the other one was like $9. So I guess they were like testing the waters. So Bank of America like shut that shit down real quick. They like canceled my whole card. They're sending me a new one out. Like, I was just like,
Damn.
what the fuck? Yeah. And then I've been listening to another new murder podcast, and I started it from when they started, which is in 2018. So it's really funny because I'm like hearing, well, because I, since I'm listening to a bunch of different, well, no, I'm listening to two murder podcasts. It's interesting hearing from like the beginning of them. And the Murder with My Husband one started in 2020. So this one is, they have a whole bunch of different cases, but it's interesting because I'm hearing them talk about like, we're going to this like carnival or something. And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing going to a carnival? And then I'm like, oh wait, it was 2018. Like, they don't know yet. Like, I'm gonna hear them. I'm gonna actually hear them in like leading up to impending doom of 2020. So I'm like, that's fucking great. But it's really good. Like, it's a really good fucking podcast. I actually really like it. It's fun. I don't know how many people would like it, but I like it. It's called Morbid, and it's like an aunt and her niece, but they're 10 years apart, so they're like more like sisters.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I really like their dynamic. Actually, their dynamic sometimes reminds me of like me and you. So it was interesting. And then also I wanted to just touch on this month is it's actually a few different things for this month. I had it in my planner, which I'm going to grab real quick because I can never remember things off the top of my head. But one of the big things I was going to touch on is it's Mental Health Awareness Month.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. So I thought that was really like, you know, I think everyone should be more mindful of their mental health. I'm trying to be more mindful of my mental health. So I thought that was cool. It's also Asian Pacific American Heritage a month and
The heck?
Jewish American Heritage Month.
Wow, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, so I thought that was like really cool to like know, and I want to like
Nice.
get more information on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How do you find that out? Do you Google it?
I mean,
Or like.
it's in my planner, but I also follow a company that I got planners for, planners, hoodies and stuff for, and I follow because it gives you good mental health tips. That is called I Don't Mind, and it really like talks about, you got me my windbreaker from them, and they're all about better mental health, and the proceeds go to different company, not companies, but different things that attribute to mental health. So they actually had posted for May was month on the first, they'd posted about Mental Health Awareness Month, and
That's
I looked
cute.
into it. And then my planner had told me about that it's the Jewish American history and Asian Pacific Americans history. And I was like, wow, I did not know that.
What is Asian Pacific?
It's Asian and Pacific Islanders, which is kind of cool. And I feel like we don't get to learn, like, it goes back to us saying in school, we don't get to really learn
Clearly, because
about
I didn't
anyone
even know what the
else.
heck it was.
Dude, there's so much shit we don't know. Like,
I
I
mean, there's a lot
learned.
I for sure don't know, like, and I'm dumb. Like, I don't know that. I mean,
you're not dumb. You are not dumb. But there's so much, I feel like we just didn't learn. Like, I like love learning about new things or new hair. Like, I love learning about other people's cultures and heritage. And I love learning about that because I find it so fascinating. Because it's like a lot of other like cultures and stuff, they have way cool like traditions. Like, we like here does not have any. Sorry, we oh my steal God. Other people's shit.
What was that one that just passed that looked dope? It was like Hala or Happy or something.
Holly, which
that
is
looked cute. That looked fun.
Yeah, it's like a fest. I'm gonna butcher this. I hope whoever like it's a festival of is it love or
I don't know
it's happiness. But it's like, it looks real. And I never learned that. We didn't learn about other people's cultures. And I think we should learn more of it. I want to learn more of it. I want to celebrate Holly. I hope we're saying that right. If we're not, please tell us.
I feel
us.
Like that's right. Holly, it's H-O-L-I, right? H-O-L-L-I. Yeah. I feel like that seems right.
It probably isn't. Might be. I don't know. But yeah. Definitely, people, let us know if that is, or if you celebrate and what you've done to celebrate. But no, those were mine, along with my margaritas. Actually, they're these little bottled margaritas. They're really cute.
Like a Jose Cuervo?
Well, no, I got... You want to say that again? You want to try again?
No, what is it? Jose something? Jose... I want to Google it.
No, you had it right, but you said it way off.
Okay, I'm not doing this again. But okay, is it that?
I do have Jose Cuervo.
Cuervo.
I'm rolling my tongue there. I have some of those as well. Jake came home and was like, what the hell? And I was like, I'm off the next few days. Like, I'm partying. And by partying, I mean, I'm going to watch some murder documentaries. But... No, this is called Cayman Jack margaritas in a little glass bottle. I sent you a snap. It's really good.
Let me see this.
It's cute. In a
little glass. Super cute.
Yeah, it came in a little.
Oh, that is cute. That looks like lemon juice, like lemon water.
Yeah.
And why do you look super pissed in this picture? Like, you look so
pissed. Because I was just like, bitch, look at my fucking margarita.
Yeah, that does look like lemon juice. Oh, it's made with lime juice. Okay. But still.
Yeah. And they're like almost 6%.
So sick. You're going to get fucked up.
Have a good time. I'm on my second one during this episode, so.
Oh, love that. Woo!
Ric Flair. Ric Flair. I was going to do like a... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Okay. I was gonna tell you it's really interesting that you brought up the show Upload to talk about this week, because the other Ashley, she has been trying, she told me to watch this show last fucking April, or maybe it was like June, but she told me to watch this and I was like, yeah, definitely will, and like never fucking did.
Kevin started watching it also, like, when it first came out. I don't know when it came out, but, like, Kevin started watching it. But I thought about it because another topic, I've been watching Black Mirror, like, rewatching it. And a lot of that resembles Upload a little bit, like, some of the episodes. So, anyway, I'm just going to jump into it. So, Upload... Basically, if you guys haven't seen it, it's basically
spoiler
like
alert.
I mean, you can like watch the trailer.
I'm just saying, spoiler alert, in case anyone, you know, some people, we talked about this in another episode. Some people get their feelings hurt if you like spoil something. So like PSA, spoiler alert is in place.
Public service announcement. Wait, what is POV again?
Point of view.
Okay. I don't know why I wanted to say that.
Fucking A.
So basically when you pass away, your mind can be uploaded into like this virtual universe type of thing.
You're like a sim.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like a sim, and you can still like contact like your friends and your family. So you can still talk to them. You're just not physically there. And I was thinking, like, would you want to do this? Like, is this something that you would want to do? Like, after you passed on, do you want to be like uploaded into this like little universe type thing?
Look, bro, let me be 100% with you. No, fuck no. I didn't ask to be here. I watched a TikTok the other day. This is like a side note to what you're saying, but it was like, if you could have your parents parent you, like do one thing different about their parenting, what would it be? And the dude duetted it and he was like, abort me. I didn't ask to be here. I didn't ask to be an adult. I didn't ask to have bills. And I was like, fucking facts. Like, I did not ask for this. So
Heard
there's
that.
no fucking way if my ass, if I unalive myself or I die or any of those, I should not say unalive myself, but if I die, I do not want to be uploaded to be still chilling around with y'all. Like, if I died, the universe took my ass out and probably with a good ass reason. Like, they were like, you know what? It's your time. You gotta go. Do not upload me. And if I'm telling, if this happens, because you know, sometimes these shows be too on the nose for shit that I'm like, maybe this is gonna happen. Do not upload me. My mouth is too much now. Y'all don't want me in a fucking computer because I'm gonna be zipping around into people's computers being like, surprise, bitch, remember me?
I
I'm
don't think
mad.
you can like go from computer to computer,
I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna be like
but
14 ghosts.
have you seen the episode that's the same of this in Black Mirror? Have you watched Black Mirror?
No, I couldn't get into that, which is weird. I feel
It's
like it's my
fucking
jam.
cringy. Like, it's so cringy and it freaks me out and it scares the heck out of me. Like, ugh. Anyway,
My jam. I don't
so.
know why I don't know why I could not get into it. I feel like that's exactly my jam and I just could not.
Well, it's there's this one upload or the this one episode of Black Mirror that's literally the same concept of upload. And if I were to pass away, this is what I would want to do. So you're not in a computer, like you can't interact with like live people. And you're just like in this, it looks so pretty. It's like this little paradise type of thing. And it feel like things feel real and like you are real, but you're so if you die old, you'll go in there young, essentially. And I'm like, yo, I would be down as fuck to do that. I would be so down.
But isn't that the whole premise of like the afterlife? This is not a great episode to be talking about for fucking world, like mental health month. I'm just saying. But anyways, isn't that the whole premise of like the afterlife? Like that's the whole premise of
Yeah, but is there
people.
really an afterlife? That's the thing. Like, you don't know.
But that's the thing, you don't know, but it could be. Like there could be a fucking afterlife. So it's like you're taking your gamble and then you're like living on forever.
But going back to that Black Mirror episode, if when you pass away and you go into like this little universe thing, you have the opportunity to cut it off and like be done forever. So you're not stuck there permanently. You can like chill, ride the waves, and then if you really want, you're like, all right, I'm done. I just want to pass on. You have the ability to do that.
I mean, I guess that's fair, but I
I would
just.
want to totally just live it. I would want to just like be young. And so in that episode, they're just like hanging out. They have this like little house by the beach and it just looks so cute. And I'm like, yo, if I could just do that. And they just pop if they want to wear. So the two girls got married and she came up and she's like, well, you're not happy to see me. Like, why don't you get dressed? And then it was like, boom, snap of a finger. She's in a wedding dress. And I'm like, that's so sick. Like, you could just change your clothes and just like live in this like little fantasy. I think that's so sick.
Dude, if I'm gonna live forever, like 100%, and I'm gonna live forever, vampires, can we do an episode on like supernatural shit? Just let me, anyways, let me finish my thought and I'll tell you why I'm saying this. If I'm gonna live forever, it better be because I became like a supernatural fucking being. Like a vampire fucking bit my ass and I'm gonna live in the night and be a vampire forever. A witch made me a part of her coven and did some spell, and I'm gonna be a witch. I don't really want to be a werewolf. I've just never been about werewolves. No offense. I know a lot of people like werewolves, but no. That's the only way that I'm like, all right, I want to be out here living forever
Shit,
and
I'd be
not
down for that
dying.
too. I'd be down for that. But
We're gonna do a supernatural episode one day. I really do want to do like a full episode where we talk, maybe closer to Halloween, like where we talk about like different supernatural creatures and like their origins and their origin stories and fairies and all that shit. But no, like
Oh,
I'm opposite. Like, I'm not about that. Like, once I'm out, like, just take me the fuck out and let me be done. Like, but also to that point is because I believe that we get reincarnated in a sense. Like, I believe that people have past lives. I think we all have past lives. So we kind of come back in different forms. So I'm like, do we really actually die? I don't really think we do. I think we kind of just get reborn in a sense into somewhere else.
I agree with that. I do think that's a thing. But if I died and I could just like live in a paradise where I don't have to worry about shit and actually just live and just like, well, not live, but just like, just be able to relax and not hate everything. And I would be 100% down. Just watch that one episode of Black Mirror, like maybe not the whole thing, but just so you can see what I'm talking about. I don't even know what the episode's called. But that's the type of afterlife that I would want to go into. Not really so much the upload, but because that upload thing is stupid because you have to pay money and I'm already fucking poor. Like was like the uploaded version, hard no, I couldn't do it because you have to pay for it. But
who's paying for it? Are you paying for it or because you're dead? So like your loved ones are paying for it.
Yeah, so the uploaded one, is it like somebody else has to pay for it or you have to like prepay and have like a certain savings? Because like there are some things in this alternate or in that round and whatever the fuck it is and uploaded where it's free. But if you want to like actually do something, like if you want to like buy a certain food or like literally it's like you're living, but you have to pay for stuff. Like,
so you're just still living. You're just in a computer.
Exactly. So I don't want to do that, but I want to do the Black Mirror version of it.
Yeah. I'm just going to vote to like take me the fuck out. Just let me.
I just want to like actually like have a good life. And if I can do that after I've passed away, I'm fucking down.
That was a lot to unpack, and I think we should unpack that.
That's what it's called. So it's season 3, episode 4 to anybody who wants to watch this particular episode of Black Mirror.
I'm going to touch on everything you just said. We should talk about, my therapist would say we should talk about that after, afterwards anyways. But yeah, no, I'm not here for it. I'm just okay with it. And speaking of Black Mirror, that was the other thing you wanted to talk about, and I'm also saying no to that.
No to that. Okay, so this next topic is, it's another Black Mirror episode. So this woman, her boyfriend dies, and you can upload all of these videos and pictures of, so she uploaded all these videos and pictures of her boyfriend. So it got like the idea as to how he talks, how he would act, and how he would respond to things. So she like turned him into like this weird, like synthetic body.
A clone. That
looked exactly like him, talked like him, didn't really act so much like him, but it was just like this weird shell of a body to kind of resemble him. And that shit just would freak me the fuck out. So, like, when she got him, he literally came in, like, a box that was, like air-sealed. And she had to, like, put it in the tub to, like, I don't know. It's not really thawing out, but it was disgusting. And it was in the middle of the night. And finally, when he was ready, he just, like, got out of the tub and started walking around. And I'm like, no fucking heart. That's a no.
He's a golem. It's a golem. That's an all like supernatural shit. It's a fucking golem, but still fucking no. Like hard no. Hard
I would not do that.
Could you imagine if like I was set that up, like I pre-set that up for some reason, and then like I died, and then Jake was like minding his fucking business, going about his life, being sad as fuck, because you know he'd be sad as fuck. And then all of a sudden it was just like this box with like a fucking golem of me, and he'd be like, what the fuck? Like it's not okay.
Like, yeah, like that's no. Cringy. It's almost like it honestly always reminded me of like a ghost, which as a fuck ass no for me.
Bitch, I'm a ghost.
It's just like scary and it's cringy. It's not normal. So I'm also gonna vote against that.
Yeah, I just don't think truthfully, like I think let nature take its fucking course. Like we gotta stop fucking with certain things. Like there's just some things you don't need to fuck with, and that's one of them. That's 100% one of them, in my opinion. Also, just why the, like, I don't know. That's a weird thing to do to me. Like, I get it. It's not okay. I want to take it back. It's not a weird thing to do because I get it. You want to stay with your loved one. Like, you could be super heartbroken about it, but like, it's also super fucking creepy because it's not really them.
Exactly. It's not really them. And yes, they sound like and they look like this person, but the whole reason you want to be with somebody is like the way that they act. So like, this thing doesn't really act like them. They just like look and sound like them.
And most of the time, sorry to cut you off. Most of the time in like most supernatural shows and stuff, like you can make a golem and then if like you don't like infuse it right with like witchcraft and shit, like a fucking demon spirit could take that shit over and come kill your asses. Like, that's just asking for bad juju. Or a ghost. A real ghost could come and be like, here's this ripe body for the taken, because it's not really a person.
Yeah, that's creepy, and I think it's weird.
It's like fucking Annabelle. It's gonna be like fucking Annabelle.
Yeah.
Yo, they're making like another one of those movies, I'm pretty sure. Like another Conjuring.
Yeah, I'm not watching it.
I'm totally gonna watch it, but then I'm not gonna sleep for like days. Literally for days. Like, those movies freak me out, but then I like to watch them because I'm just like, what would I do? I'm the asshole who sits and I'm terrified, but they'll be walking in the house like, spirit, where are you? And I'm like, don't fucking go in there, it's definitely in there. And then I jump as if I didn't just talk shit about it. And Jake's like, you were talking like you would have been like fighting the ghosts. And I'm like, yeah, don't mean shit, I'm scared of it. I'm scared. So
that's scary because you can fight a ghost. Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
Salt words
salt
off. Yeah, salt words off.
Okay. It warded off like witches.
We're totally doing an episode about like supernatural shit. Like 100% doing a full episode. I don't care if our listeners want that or not. Like, we're doing that 100%.
Love it.
But no, let us know. What are they letting us know, Ashley? These are your two topics, so you can.
I mean, I just want to know, like, does anybody agree? Like, would you do that?
Well, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about Anchor. Anchor is a free podcasting tool that you can create your own podcast and edit it right from your phone or computer. Anchor can distribute your podcast for you on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can make money on your podcast with minimal listenership from that. Everything you need is in this app to create your podcast. Ashley and I personally have been using this to learn about how to use breaks and trim and edit and create side notes. If you want to create your own podcast or if you want to learn about how to create your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, guys. So my next topic is something that I find really interesting and I always have, and I do want to do an episode one day about, like, you know, the different norms that we like to put ourselves in or society does. But this one was more about like toxic masculinity and the fact that we always, on this podcast, we've talked about, you know, the pressure we put on women and women's bodies and to, you know, keep a household and do these certain things. But I don't think we really touched on how we treat men in society, in my opinion, where it's like, boys don't cry. You don't wear nail polish. You don't play with dolls if you're a boy. You shouldn't want to wear dresses or like princesses and things like that nature. And to me, I think it's really interesting because some of the best people I've ever met or guys that I've met have been in tune with their sensitives and also have been able to show more of their emotions. One of this was Harry Styles, with people lost their shit when he is wearing nail polish and wearing dresses if he wants. MGK is wearing nail polish. My cat's in my room, sorry. If a man's showing any side of his sensitivity or doing something that's not necessarily in the norm, if he's a designer, they will make an assumption saying, oh, he must be gay Well, no, he might just like doing clothes. Like, why is that such a thing? If he's a makeup artist, certain things that we just put into. And I find it really interesting to me because in my mind, that almost to me makes them more attractive. That you're comfortable as yourself. Like, you know that you like this and you're comfortable as it. And I also don't think that these things have one quote unquote gender.
I agree. Like, going back to Harry Styles, like, it sucks that, like, if he wants to wear, like, you know, something, like, if he wants to wear a dress, like, why do you have to hate on my man for wanting to wear, like, something, you know, frilly or with feathers or what the fuck ever, like, when people were coming at him hard for that. And I love that a lot of people were sticking up for him, though.
Yeah.
People were like, yo, don't be coming at my boy. But, like, so fucking what? If he's just living his best life and if this is something that he wants to do, and with anybody, like, the fuck does it matter?
It makes me so much happier when I do see guys who are, one, if they are wearing outfits that are just not in, and girls, for that matter, that are just in whatever gender that we put norms for clothes. I'm just like, that's dope. Because, like, sometimes that's, you're comfortable, like, in whatever you wear. But also to the point of, like, that whole thing. I don't know how many times you would hear as a kid, like, oh, boys don't cry. Yeah, the fuck they do. Like, what? Yeah, they do. They're a fucking human. And yeah, humans and cry.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It's probably why back in the day when they say, like, oh, women outlive men. And that's because, yeah, it was the norm to where you're not supposed to cry. You're not supposed to show your emotions. You're supposed to be, like, strong and, like, be emotionless, and that's probably why, because you're so stressed out you can't fucking take it anymore.
And yeah, or that it was this kind of sidetracked of it, or it was just normal to show that, like, if a man was being domineering over a woman or being this way, he was a strong man. But if a man was sensitive and said, like, I don't really like how you're doing, then it was like, oh, he's a sissy. Well, no, he's not. He's just being honest with his feelings. And I think we're getting better in society where we're accepting to be like, you know what? Everyone has fucking feelings. You don't have to just be a strong man. A strong mm-hmm. man's whatever you make as a strong man. To me, it's personally, like, it's who you are as a person. And also, you don't always have to fucking be strong. Like, sometimes we are like, you have to be strong. And I'm like, do you really though? Because sometimes I want to break down and fucking cry. I don't want to
break down and cry at least once a day, if not every other day.
Like, well, that's, again, we need to talk about that. But it's one of those things that I just feel like it's sad in our society that we really do make that such a priority. Like, such a priority. It's, we put that into that box for men where it's like, I know personally for me, whenever Jake and I have kids, if we have a little boy and he's like, I want to wear dresses, I'm gonna be like, let's get you some fucking princess dresses. Like, let's fucking do it. Or you want to cry, you have feelings, you're upset, let's do that. Like, let's make sure, because I think that it teaches, it would probably save us a lot of fucking time of people not being like complete dicks and serial killers and having such rage if we let people show their emotions more and didn't put this like stereotype.
Right, just do your thing.
But it also just made me think, because speaking of stereotypes, I saw a group of like emo kids today walking, like a whole like, aww, friend group. And it made me so happy. I was like, fuck yeah, like that is it. Like, those are the real like joys of life. And they had to be like no older than maybe like 15 or 16. Like, aww, 100%. And I was like,
throwing it back.
Those were the days. Those were legit the days.
Yo, for real. That's cute. I'm glad to see that that's still a thing.
But I want to know what our listeners feel about that, because I do think it's a big thing. And I want to know what our male listeners think about that, because we only see it from the perspective of obviously being women and how we mm-hmm. think it is. So I'm mm-hmm. curious to see how they feel about it. Because even recently, MGK is releasing like male nail polish.
Oh, that's what AJ McLean just did too.
Yeah, well, people were like, why the fuck are they gonna release nail polish? Nail polish doesn't have like a female or male. And I said, no, it doesn't, but I get why they're doing it. Because if it's labeled and marked as male nail polish, more guys who might want to fucking wear nail polish or might just do it. because it's going to seem more acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to your point, you said no one really did say anything about AJ, which I never thought about that. No one did.
No, everybody was obsessed with him because he was the bad boy who wore black nail polish.
He was like the rock star of the group.
Right.
I mean, I liked him a lot.
I was a Nick girl.
Ooh. Well, Nick's done some things too. Nick's been problematic. Like towards girlfriends and stuff. Like, I think he's been solid with his girl now, but like
she just had a baby.
Yeah, but he's been a little problematic. I'm pretty sure AJ's most problematic thing was him doing things to himself. Like lots of drugs. He's clean now. He's clean now. So I mean, that's good. But again, that's maybe because, you know, height and fame and being the boys. Gotta be the boys. That is true. I never thought about that. Who else was like very daring? Well, I even think about like people thought Elton John, Elton John, Freddie Mercury, David Bowie, like they were all, they stood.
Boy George too, back in the 80s or the 70s, whenever the fuck he came out. Because he was very into the culture club. I remember the album cover to that. It was just like him and he had on like, you know, like his, I forgot, his hair was up and like he had lipstick and it was just like a front. It was just his face.
Yeah.
People talk shit about him.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because people always would say it, but I'm like, these are like, why? Like, to me, I'm like, these are people who show the most emotion and convey their emotion through music, which is fucking, that's a skill in its own damn right. Like, 100%. But yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious what any of our listeners who are guys have to say about that, just because of the fact that I won't know those pressures from that side. Like, we know the pressure of like being a woman. So the other thing I wanted to talk about, and this one is, you probably don't know about it. You might have looked at the video afterwards. So
I actually was just looking it up now. I can't actually watch the video because then it's going to be really loud.
Well, I might let you. I don't know if we'll get like demonetized for it, but so see, basically this girl posted a video on TikTok and there's this little sound and it's like, waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things. And it's like, from another video. So people post like these sad moments or funny moments or just things. So she posted that one time I was on it's some dating app. She was like, and I matched with Ben Affleck, which you know who Ben Affleck is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's like, I matched with him, but I thought he was a fake, so I unmatched him. So he sent her a video on her Instagram to say, like, why'd you unmatch me? It's me. She posted this to TikTok with his video of him. So there was debate this yesterday. There was a huge debate about it.
I don't think that's weird. He just posted back because like he probably thought she had matched me because she probably thought it was fake. So let me send her a video to let her know that I'm not fake. Well, is that what you're saying? Because that doesn't sound weird to me.
What people thought was weird is, so they were on the dating app. He went and found her social media and sent her that on the social media, not on the dating app. So like he went, like, so you and I were on a dating app. Okay. We matched. You unmatched me. You didn't swipe for me. I then went and found you on Instagram and sent you a video on Instagram to say, like, why'd you unmatch me? So people are like, that's kind of weird that he like went out of his way to go find her on Instagram and send her this video. But I agree. I think he was interested in her. Go ahead. See if you can listen to it real quick. I don't know if it's
going to be demonetized. I don't know. Like, well, I'm just like thinking about the whole thing and it's like, I can't say that that's weird because it's social media. Like, you can look up anybody in a matter of seconds. So it's like, I don't know. I don't think it's that weird. It's like, if you're on a dating app, then I'm assuming people are going to look up your social media. I don't know.
I agree. Guess
I would have to watch the video because if it's creepy, I don't know.
Go ahead, watch it real quick. I don't think the sound's gonna matter.
I don't think my mute works.
It's fine. Like I'm wondering if it's gonna do it. I think your mute's working because we can't hear you if you're listening to it. This is gonna be a
okay. Good. Okay. I was talking, so I don't think you did hear me. All right, I'm gonna put it on mute because I'm not trying to get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't want us to get
for any copyrights.
So while Ashley's doing that, I'll give you a quick interlude of. I personally, I'm on the same thought of Ashley is I don't know if it's weird to me with the thought process of it is social media. If I was ever on a dating app, which I'm not going to be because I'm married and Jake's stuck with me, good luck to his soul. I don't think it would be weird to me if someone who was matching with me found my social media, nor would I probably would go stalk their social media. And maybe, I mean, he's a celebrity, so obviously he's probably matched with people before who have said, like, you're not really you. So I kind of agree with Ashley. I'm also curious because I didn't remember this video being that long, but I guess maybe it is. Oh, yeah, because it's the song.
It wasn't that long. It was, okay, so I just watched it. And honestly, it didn't seem weird. It was literally him. He was like, hey, why would you unmatch me? It's me, like... It's fucking Ben Affleck. So obviously, of course, he's going to be like, look, like, I'm me. Let me prove it to you. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's weird. It's social media. Like, you're not going to hide. You're not hiding from social media. It's not like he went to our house. If he went to our house, that shit's fucking weird. But
right,
I'm going to vote no on that.
It makes me think of the whole with Adele when she was on Carpool Karaoke. And she was like, yeah, I've called in to, like, get a restaurant reservation. And I've been like, they're like, what's your name? And I'm like, Adele. And they're like, no, really, who is it? And she's like, it's me, Adele. Like, I feel like that probably happens to celebrities all the time where they literally say who they are and people are like, no, it's not. So yeah. Then the other part of the debate was people were talking about, was it an invasion of privacy for him, for her to post that then to TikTok? Because he's clearly on a dating website trying to, like, find love and find a relationship, and for a celebrity that is different, like, they do try to do things kind of in a row. So was it fair, I guess, what people were saying, for her to then go and post that video that he sent to her in a TikTok video for now millions? I mean, I'm pretty sure that got viewed like
millions of times. And no, I don't think that was bad because she's not bashing him. She's just like, oh my God, like, y'all, look what I just did. Because, like, it wasn't a bad video. Like, he wasn't doing anything wrong.
But I'm torn on it because it's the same thing of, like, it's kind of the anonymity of being on dating profiles, right? Like, if you're on a dating profile and you send a video to whoever you're talking to, celebrity or not, you kind of would want them not to be airing whatever you send them to social media. So I'm on the air of caution because I do feel like it kind of, in the sense of celebrities at least, it's kind of fucked up since now, like, he was trending, like, number one on Twitter yesterday because of this. Like, people were talking about it and, like, everywhere. And I feel like...
See, I'm looking at it as, like, a humorous type of thing. Like, I think it's funny that happened. So, like, I'm not looking at it as, like, oh my God, like, this is so awful. Like, I think it's funny.
I mean, I think it's funny, but I'm also thinking from his standpoint, I don't know if he would think it's funny, and then he may not want to ever try to do a dating website again, and I think it's probably already hard for celebrities to find people genuinely liking them. So I think, I was torn on it, because I'm like, I do think it's hilarious she posted it, but then I'm also like, you could have just sent that to your friends and been like, yo, like, Ben Affleck, like, matched with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't have to put it on social media to then be like, well, look, Ben Affleck. Like, I feel like it was kind of like you didn't need to really out him in that way. So I'm torn. I'm on the first one. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was weird that he messaged her because, like, he is a celebrity. But on the second one, I'm like torn. Like, I'm like, like, if I was super fucking famous and had all these people, like, he's not. And it's not like Ben Affleck's like a D-list celebrity. Like, he's. That's fucking Ben Affleck. Everyone knows who he is. So, like, I feel like I would be a little torn on that one. That's a hard one for me. I'm, like, in between on it.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't find anything bad with it. So I'm gonna vote no.
You're voting no on both accounts. If this was trial, you would say not guilty to both.
Not guilty. Yeah, because like it was a silly little video. It was like, why would you do that? Like like the way he said it, his tone was just like, why would you unmask me? It's me. Like it was just like the tone of voice was like, oh, it was just like a funny thing. She's an influencer. Everything she does revolves around fucking posting about her life. So I don't know. I think
that was one of the funniest parts to me of it when he was like, it's me. Because everyone was like, is it Mario? Like, it's me, Mario. Like, he is dead ass about it. And I'm like, but that makes me think, I wonder how often that happens.
True. That's hella true.
And then it makes me wonder how many celebrities are on dating websites that like that happens with. And they have to they probably do have to send videos to these people and be like, I'm who the fuck I said I am.
I mean, honestly, like completely valid to unmatch him because she's probably like, this for sure isn't him.
Right. Cause like imagine, I'm trying to think of like a celebrity that has like a normal ass name, but I cannot think of anyone right now.
Normal ass name.
Like, because all of their names seem so, like, popular now. Like, if you get someone who's like, my name's Beyonce, you're going to be like, all right, no, you're the fuck, you're not. Mm-hmm. Like, but if you got, I can literally not think of any celebrities' names who are, like, normal.
What the heck? What are you doing? Hello? Fernando?
Disconnect your Bluetooth.
What?
What's up, Ashley?
Oh. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, great. I'm going to have to figure out how to edit that out of the podcast.
No, can you leave it? That shit's so funny. I was so confused. I was like,
what did he say?
Okay, literally, you were talking about all this murder stuff. I was like, yo, what the fuck is happening? We're like, are you abducted? Like, did someone take you? Like, what's going on?
I wasn't talking about any murder stuff. Was it? Oh, Jake.
No, just like, you know, periodically like you're talking about like your murder mysteries and stuff like that, so like we're in the middle of talking and it sounds like water. I heard it sounded like a water thing, and it was like, disconnect your Bluetooth, and then I'm like, what? And then I'm like, oh, that's Jake. I got very concerned for a moment.
Okay, I'll leave it in just so our to give background, I got a shower speaker for us because, like, I don't want to fuck up our phones.
Oh,
right?
That's where the water's coming from.
So Jake just went to get in the shower, and we both, the one problem with this speaker, and I need to figure out why, is we can't disconnect. Like, if one of us is connected, the other one can't connect to it. So, like, I have to unconnect. So I was connected from this morning. So when he just went to go on, it connected me with the podcast to the shower through the speaker. Because I was like, you're still muted talking to me, and couldn't figure out why.
That is funny.
That's great. I'm going to love to hear that back when I edit this podcast.
Is this me saying like, hello?
Because he was like, you need to disconnect. And I was like, why? And then I realized, I was like, oh shit, the speaker. Like, it's going to connect to the speaker. That's fucking great. Well, I think we're like 50-50 for it. I talked a whole bunch of shit while you were just not there about like if Cole Sprouse and Dylan Sprouse. So like, we'll just leave that in. And when you listen to the episode back after it's edited, you can just hear what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
It's great. So true to my word, last week I did a book recommendation this month. I fought back and forth about mine. I actually picked The Power of Habit. This was a book I read last January. It was in my one book club. And it basically kind of explains like why our brain likes to have repeated habits and how we could change habits and how we can better develop habits. And it really like blew my mind because it also goes through different companies and explains to you. I told you about this one. So this was the book that told me that Target will use your shopping pattern habits and build like a build those habits to make sure that when you are getting your weekly ads, it's based on your habits of your spending. So it also shows you different marketing strategies of how marketing uses your habits. Kind of the same thing with the ads we were talking about, but this is with it's using your habits of when you have like the Target circle. So this book was just really, actually, I might reread it again now because I feel like I'm in better habit keeping now than I was then. But I found it really powerful. It was really interesting to me. It was one of the books, because at first when I saw it on the book list, I was like, I'm not going to fucking like this. Like, I was like, I'm not going to like this at all because I don't tend to read books like this. It's just not in my wheelhouse. And I breezed through it. Like, I finished it before the rest of the book club. Like, we were supposed to read, like, 5 chapters and then wait and talk about it and then 5 chapters. And I was, like, breezing through because I was like, this is fucking fascinating. And it will also help you explain, like, if you want to change a habit that you already have in place, like, better ways to change it. Granted, I fucking suck at changing my habits, but, like, it's still work in progress. But I found it really a good book. So I'll probably do like a little description and stuff that was way better than this when I post it. But that's the book of the month. This month. Kovu is sitting directly in front of me. I didn't mention before we got on this that I'm sitting on my bed while we're recording. And she's pissed as fuck because my chapstick's sitting out and she's trying to take it. Like, I mean, like her tail's wagging. Pissed right now.
Oh, she's real mad.
Yeah, it's not yours. None for you, Glen Coco. None for you. Okay, so what is our next part? And you know what this is.
This is the song of the week. There it is.
We really gotta come up with that.
I really do have to do that. I should actually do that after school today.
Also, can you post the Spotify list? I posted the Apple Music one already this week.
Oh yeah, I have to. I totally forgot what I even chose last week. Anywho,
I'll send it to you.
So, my song this week is Dance Gavin Dance, and it's called "Death of a Strawberry." I've been super into listening to them a lot more, but. Yeah.
Here for it. So my song of the week this week, we're getting a little closer. Really, but kind of. I did 4 Years Strong.
Okay.
And I picked The Worst Part of Me, which is off of their new album that was just released in 2020. Something about this fucking song, like the drums with the guitar hits, and then the lyrics are really fucking intense. Like, they're really intense, but I don't know, this whole album actually, like, I was skeptical because some of their previous albums I was like in and out, but this whole album was so good. And fun fact, I think I've said it before, they were my last concert I got to see before, you know, COVID was like, haha, y'all ain't going nowhere. So I got to actually see them perform this like whole set of this, well, not whole set, but most of these songs live.
I was supposed to fucking go see them at the House of Blues,
but the vid.
But the damn vid.
The fucking panini. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just something about, like, this song. I was listening to it the other day, and I was like, this is my fucking song of the week. Because sometimes I just randomly pick a song that I've been listening to, and I'm like, this is fucking it. And this was it. So if you guys haven't checked those out, please do. We're still trying to figure out how to just link the podcast playlist. That's a tongue twister, the podcast playlist, to our like Instagram. Haven't figured that out yet. I've been trying to Google it
on the internet.
Haven't done well at that because this week was a little crazy, but if we do, we'll just link it there. If not, we'll just continue to share it. I think that's also fine. Let us know if you've listened to the list, like if you're just like driving and listening to it. I was about to do the SpongeBob going around town thing. How do you like SpongeBob? Oh, God. That's
I like SpongeBob.
I never did. Like, it was, I did not get the hype. Like, at all. Like, I know all the, I know all the songs. Like, they're like, F is for friends who, whatever. Is that, that's, isn't that one of the songs? Isn't
that, that one, is one of the songs.
And this stupid little Krabby Patty song. I just, God, I fucking hate SpongeBob. That's,
I just would rather watch cartoons. So, I like SpongeBob.
If I'm going to watch cartoons, I want to rewatch fucking Courage the Cowardly Dog, because that show was fucked up. That show was
kind of cringy.
I don't what is with you and cringy right now? I don't understand why we were allowed to watch that, because that was scary as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like real scary. Like, I never thought about it until I was an adult that why the fuck were we allowed to watch that?
Dude, I don't understand half of the shows that we were allowed to watch.
Because, like, that was scary. I'm trying to think. Was there any other... Like, that was probably the scariest one. Like, something always happened to Courage, and it was not his fault. Like, honestly, no wonder he was fucking scared.
Yeah, it was, like, a scary thing. It was just, like, really scary. Like, the whole show itself was just, like, weird.
Do you know what was dope, though? Invader Zim was dope.
Oh, I remember Invader Zim. That wasn't scary, though.
No, I was just thinking of, like, shows that back then, and I was like, that wasn't back then, but that was a dope show. I don't feel like there was that many other scary
shows. Ew, did you see the remake that they tried to do of it? It was
absolutely
awful.
Absolutely not. Awful. Did you see they're doing a live action of the Powerpuff Girls?
I watch it just to see what it's all about.
So I'm concerned because it's in CW, so that can go like A or B. Like, and don't get me wrong, as I've said before in this podcast, I watch a lot of fucking CW shows. But I'll send you a picture of the costumes.
Are they not cute?
So far, it's not a 10 out of 10 for me. Like, y'all could have done a lot better. Like, after me seeing how great you've done with, like, Arrow and fucking Flash and Superman and all of my Batwoman, all of my superhero, like, shows, costumes, y'all literally look like you went to Joann Fabrics and put some fucking fabric on these girls.
Yo said Joann Fabrics.
Like, I saw it and I was like, I'm not here for that. And like, I'm gonna be a huge fucking critic of this. Like, I want it to be Buttercup. Like, 100% want it to be Buttercup. Which the other Ashley gets really fucking offended because she's like, I would have thought you would want to be Blossom because she like took charge. And I was like, no, bitch, I wanted to be fucking Buttercup.
I feel like I would be Bubbles because she's ditzy.
Bubbles is not ditzy. She's just really sweet and expects nice things out of people in the world. Yeah, that's probably you. I actually told someone today you'd probably get kidnapped, so.
I totally would get kidnapped.
And word for word, I said, because my best friend would be looking at birds and get fucking kidnapped.
Ew, I hate birds.
Yeah, but that, you would be like, oh, look, there's fucking birds over there. What are they doing? And then someone would be like, bah, kidnap your ass. Because you don't pay attention to your surroundings.
I don't pay attention to my surroundings. I usually, because I try to just stay to myself. I get so awkward when people stare at me. So I'm just like, if I don't look at them, they're not looking at me.
Did you ever, I went on a whole tangent for you for this. Did you ever see, it's like a video, I'm pretty sure I saw it on Instagram, where it was like, I teach my daughters that if someone's staring at her uncomfortably to like scream, and the girl like basically acts like a pterodactyl, and the creepy guy just like walked away. And I was like, if that's what I
Yo, I will watch this video. I don't know if you've seen it, but it was this guy pumping gas at the gas station, you know, him, he's minding his own business. And then this white van pulls up, people slide, like they slide the door open. The people get out. My boy takes the nozzle out of the car and starts squirting these motherfuckers with the gas. And they leave. And I'm like, yo, that's good to know. Like, he just took it out. Yo, there's gasoline all over the place, but yo, he didn't get kidnapped that day.
That was effective. He used his resources.
He did.
Like in my murder podcasts, they talk about like, use your resources, like whatever you have. And that was a good resource. 100% a good resource. Also, before we wrap up, I did want to tell you, if you don't follow Karamo from Queer Eye, you should, because he's been making TikToks because they're starting to film the next season.
Really?
Yeah, they're filming the next season.
Oh, cute. I'm excited.
He made a TikTok video over it's this dance, but he like jumped out and scared Jonathan Van Ness and
Anthony. He's the only one I follow on Instagram.
Bobby. Oh, no. I'm just an asshole. I'm so sorry. And Bobby. I follow Anthony Caramo and Jonathan. I just don't follow Dan and Bobby. I'm so sorry. But no, he like jumped out and like scared them and started doing this dance. And each of their reactions was precious. But Jonathan's was my favorite because he actually like got scared for a second and then realized it was a TikTok dance. And Tan's just laughing in the background the whole time.
Good old Tan.
Tan friends. You know, they are filming. We will get a new season. When? We don't know.
I'm excited. That's cute.
Oh, shit. I did want to say, if our listeners have not listened to yet or watched, the new season of Handmaid's Tale is out.
Oh, I know. Kevin was watching the shit out of it.
Fuck yeah. I knew Kevin would be my bro dog for this. Yes.
Yeah, he is watching it like hella.
Yeah, the new episode drops tonight, and I will be able to stay up and watch that shit and be emotionally not okay, because I was Gerard Way and I was not okay last week at all. Like, it had me fucked up. Not gonna lie, I was pretty fucked up. So if anyone else watches, please write us and let me know, because Ashley doesn't watch it, as she does not watch half of the shows that I watch.
Because you watch like, I can't take suspense or horror. Like, my anxiety is too bad. Like, I physically cannot take it, and I don't like horror, and those are your, that's what you love to watch.
You
like,
can't
I'm a bitch, and I cannot take horror movies. I can't.
Name three shows that I'm watching right now, and you can't say Handmaid's Tale, because I just said that.
You watch, I don't know. Whatever Kevin watches, you watch. So I'll have to ask Kevin, what are you watching?
Oh, man, I was going to do the theme song, but I'm not going to embarrass myself that bad today.
Oh, good.
But with that, we are going to wrap today. If you have not already, like, subscribe, follow. Please write us a review if you follow the Apple Podcast, because they let you write reviews. I think Spotify does, too. And let us know what you want to hear more about from us, because we are down to talk about whatever. Whenever. And with that, peace out.
Adios. Is that audio? Wait, is that wrong? Wait. Okay, well, fuck it. I was trying to get in a theme, but fuck it. Bye, y'all. Like,
adios. Well, could you not say it like that? Look, we're not even done now. Could you not say it like that? Like,
adios? Is that bye, though, right?
First of all, where you live, you know more Spanish than me, but yes, it's adios.
Okay, well, I'll just say that. Bye.
Goodbye.